"There's something I must do this afternoon," he said. "Of course, we might have time for both."
"Has Cayley got to be out of the house for the other thing, too?"
"Well, I think he ought to be."
"I say, is it anything rather exciting?"
"I don't know. It might be rather exciting. I dare say I could do it at some other time, but I rather fancy it at 3 o'clock somehow. I've been specially keeping it back for then."
"I say, what fun! You do want me, don't you?"
"Of course I do. Only, Bill, don't talk about things inside the house unless I begin. There's a good Watson."
"I won't, I swear I won't."
They had come to the pond, Mark's lake, and they walked silently round it. When they had made the circle, Antony sat down on the grass and relit his pipe. Bill followed his example. "Well, Mark isn't there," said Antony.
"No," said Bill. "At least, I don't quite see why you know he isn't."
"It isn't knowing, it's guessing," said Antony rapidly. "It's much easier to shoot yourself than to drown yourself, and if Mark had wanted to shoot himself in the water, with some idea of not letting the body be found, he'd have put big stones in his pockets, and the only big stones are near the water's edge, and they would have left marks, and they haven't, and therefore he didn't, and, oh, bother the pond! That can wait till this afternoon. Bill, where does the secret passage begin?"
"Well, that's what we've got to find out, isn't it?"
"Yes. You see, my idea is this.